Patty O'Connell joins me in studio here at KD&K on Express Yourself. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm really excited to be here.
So are you on your bicycle today?
I am on my bicycle today. Yes, I'm cruising Main Street.
I see you ride by the station a lot, and it's exciting to get you indoors.
Thank you.
What is it about the outdoors that has you so mesmerized?
I don't know. I mean, I think that growing up in Chicago, kind of, you know, the only place that mountains existed was Colorado, I think. This is what I thought. And as soon as I got here, I just, the lifestyle, the connection, you know, skiing, boating, biking, everything about the culture, I fell in love with. And more than anything, it just made me really happy.
Well, so I want to talk about some of your favorite personal activities. Let's go lightning round here.
Let's do it.
Are you a hiker?
Yes, especially if there are donuts at the top.
Are you a climber?
No, because I like fun.
Are you a biker?
I am. I'm just getting into mountain biking and, of course, cruising Main Street on my Tony.
Skier?
Absolutely, 100%.
That's your biggest,
That's like my main identifier, that and like man with mustache, I'd say. Yeah.
Border?
Bordering what?
Snowboarder, skateboarder.
I've fallen a lot on skateboards, and I've actually never tried snowboarding.
Okay,
believe it or not.
And then surfer.
I've tried it once. I would love to do it more.
I can't get up. I don't.
I somehow got up. It was on the Oregon coast, and
nice.
And the water was described as being very sharky, and I didn't know what that meant, and I got really scared.
So water skis? You're a skier in the snow.
I have tried water skiing.
Also can't get up.
It takes a big boat to get me up. That's a lot of that's a lot of beef right here.
Okay, what about kayaker?
Yeah. Yep. I love kayaking.
And rafter?
Rafting, yes, because it's like a team sport. Plus, it's like you're floating on a minivan, so you can bring all the good food and snacks. I mean, snacks really rule my life.
Yeah. Okay, fisherman?
I've tried it. Want to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
It is really hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
And do you have the patience for it?
I think I do.
Cool.
You know, because they don't call it catching. You know, they call it fishing.
So what about bow hunting?
I've never tried hunting ever before.
So then that takes away my last question, which was hunting with a gun. So that's
it's an experience that I think I want to have because I would like to have like the full experience of like, you know, training for it, you know, getting the animal, using the animal to feed family and friends.
Right. Elk like, tacos.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then what about hot air balloons?
I've been in a hot air balloon before. Yeah, I freaked my friend out because I was like, we're like 3 miles above the earth and we're floating in a picnic basket. This is very scary.
Yeah.
So I've done that.
And then skydiving?
I've never done that, but I should, right? I always see this, like the skydive Moab skydiving.
And then your co-host, Elizabeth, is a parasailer.
She's a paraglider, but I always say that she's a parasailer because it's hilarious and she gets very angry.
So for a lot of KD&K listeners who've never heard the Dirtbag Diaries or your podcast with Elizabeth, which just began, second season.
The second season just premiered yesterday, actually.
Safety Third.
Yes.
But the folks who haven't heard those, your voice may still sound familiar, and that could be because you're also the MC of the 5 Point Film Festival.
I do a lot of work with 5 Point, and I'm lucky enough that
how long have you been involved with them?
For about 3 years now, I get to do a lot of fun things. Mostly I get to get up on stage, act like an idiot. Julie Kennedy has lit me on fire. She has made me descend from the rafters.
Yep. Nudity? Do you do nudity?
No, lots of spandex though.
Yeah.
It's been when you're this large, spandex is very tight. So it's close, but it's like it's good. It's a family event. So nothing gross.
So we're already halfway through the 5 Point calendar, so it's already almost there.
It is.
And Regna Jones recently started the festival after putting in some quality time over at Aspen Film.
Yeah.
Do you think Regna's era mean things would be different for the next festival?
I think anytime you have somebody new come in, they're gonna make it their own.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for her skill set.
Right. I mean, she's great to work with.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, she's done a ton with Aspen, and I'm excited that she's gonna be at the helm of the ship and kind of steering us.
One other 5 Point question.
Yeah.
Favorite food truck of 5 Point.
Oh, don't.
Are you a kombucha guy?
I'm not much of a kombucha guy. And yes, I say kombucha because I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, it's more the bubbly water for me. It's the LaCroix. You get a mango LaCroix.
Sparkles, baby.
I will do just about anything for a mango LaCroix. And the food truck, I mean, it's How about this? My favorite food truck is the one that I'm closest to.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's focus in on safety
third. Let's talk about safety third.
First of all, tell us how you're feeling now about the first season in terms of the stories you told, the sponsors you brought in, the listenership.
Well, listenership is awesome. Our audience is really responsive to what we're talking about and the stories that we're telling. Our sponsor, Chaco, you couldn't ask for a better title sponsor, because they basically are saying, here, make this thing and tell us when you're done and we're going to help promote it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of allowing us and the fine folks over at Duct Tape and Beer who helped Elizabeth and I produce it to do our jobs creatively. And the first season was exceptional. We get to use humor to break down the kind of conversational barriers that are in front of hard things like racism and sexism, addiction, you know, suicide, things that affect the outdoor community. We use humor to break down those conversational barriers so that we can talk about these things openly and honestly, and then hopefully arrive at some poignancy and some takeaways for the audience.
Well, you put a lot out there, and you know, there are lots of personal intimate storytellers out there in the audio world, but it's really amazing to me how your shows mix this personal, you know, sometimes heart-wrenching material with humor and joy and creativity, and so I can see how that could appeal to a Chaco's where I don't know if traditionally if the average advertisement is necessarily in favor of, you know, someone who's just laying it bare, you know? And so I think it's been really amazing how you've been able to make this, you know, viable to a commercial advertiser as well as to the listener in a way that hopefully will allow you to keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're excited, you know, we're coming out, season two just came out. We're excited about the stories that we're telling and the ideas and beliefs that we're going to get into. And, you know, essentially that's the great thing about the show. And I think that's the thing that the wonderful people over at Chaco really love, is that, you know, ideas, beliefs, they're dangerous, they're funny, they're goofy. How we arrive at them is funny and goofy, strange. But more than anything, how we arrive at these beliefs in our lives is really interesting. And as flawed people, you want to have humor as the soundtrack to your life. Otherwise, you're going to go pretty bonkers.
Right.
And so Chaco really loves that. You know, Duct Tape and Beer, everybody at the production company really loves and appreciates that style of storytelling. And that's just what we want to do. We want to talk to interesting people who have had incredible things happen to them and learn from them.
Tell us about your co-host, Elizabeth Nakanu.
Yeah.
Rage Kitty.
The Rage Kitty.
And she's LA-based.
She is LA-based, yes. She is one of my favorite people in the entire universe, which is actually, you know, it started out as, you know, us as colleagues, really. And what I've gained is an exceptional friend and confidant. And we're going to be creating for the rest of our lives together. And hopefully that means we're going to be creating Safety Third for the rest of our lives together.
So for people who want to check Safety Third out, you can go to Apple, Spotify, Google Play.
Anywhere you find your podcast, you can check it out.
Do you have a personal favorite as a consumer of podcasts? And what do you use on your phone? What's your go-to?
iTunes. And everybody out there who's listening, if you go to iTunes too, you can subscribe, download, and you can also rate us, which helps other people find the podcast, which is what we're about. We want to get these ideas out to the widest audience.
And so you just kicked off season two yesterday. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
Can you give us a sneak peek of what's in the first?
Yeah, we talked to Bam Mendiola in this first premiere episode of season two, and his belief is, I believe I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. Bam has led this pretty incredible life where he was just constantly achieving to live up to the desires and the dreams of his parents, who were immigrants and labor workers. And as a first generation, you know, Mexican American, Bam felt this pressure, and he also was keeping it secret of his true identity.
So did his parents name him Bam?
No, they actually. Well,
Yeah, I don't want to spoil.
You're gonna this. You're, you tune in. They didn't. They did. Those are his initials, and he changed his name. But it's a great episode where you really find out how someone can seemingly. How someone can achieve their dreams, can assert their own identity while also kind of living up to the dreams of those who came before him.
And I love that, that that young people are the, you know, the dreams of their ancestors. I think that's a really beautiful idea.
And the way that Bam does it, he is one of the most energetic and hilarious human beings that I've ever met, and one of the greatest advocates in the outdoor industry right now.
I don't know if I'm allowed. Can I ask who any of the upcoming guests will be, or is that off limits?
We can let you know. We've got Carl Richards, Bianca Valenti, who is one of the world's best surfers. Carl Richards is a New York Times columnist, and we've got many more coming too. And the beliefs and the ideas that we're going to be talking about and discussing are really, really fun and exciting. And that's the coolest thing about my job, is that I get to learn.
Well, we're sitting here talking on Friday, October 19th, and there are already ski slopes open in Colorado this weekend.
So, excited.
So
yeah.
Do you have your first powder day in mind?
I'll probably wait until Highlands Bowl opens.
Okay, so you're not even leaving the valley.
I'm going to probably keep biking. You know, it's going to be like 60 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep biking, getting my quads ready for the powder day. But once the snow really starts flowing,
you're bowling it.
Oh, I'm there. And I'll be at A Basin. You know what? I might go skiing this weekend. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I might go skiing now.